Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Keebler from Sakitomi. Just want to throw out a shout out to our fellow podcaster down the road, Steve Pugh, host of Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. If you get a chance, give him a listen.
Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Dedo. We're back here for a Super Bowl special. I got the whole team together for the first time, and it's gonna be epic. Say hi everybody, Keebler, start us off.
Hey, how we doing everybody?
T-Bot.
Hey, hey.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, you're so soft-spoken and nice.
Oh,
you're like
really?
You're like the sweet one of the group.
Really?
Yeah. Did you bring any cookies today?
Nope. Forgot again.
Jeez Louise.
I was a little hurting this morning.
Oh, you had a good time at the Super Bowl, huh?
Woodford, a little Josh.
I'm glad you took the red eye in here to get here for the show.
Yeah.
That's why we're so late in podcasting.
Would it take me like 20 minutes?
We were waiting for you. Anyway, we're here to recap what happened last night in the big game. Keebs, let's start with you. Tell me what you thought.
This is what I thought. Game started slow. First half was a nice little defensive struggle. Second half, can you call him a great one now?
We'll get into that.
We'll get into that. But Patrick Mahomes took over, and as usual, he comes up a winner.
Can't argue with it. He did.
That's all I got.
So we'll get into the GOAT stuff in a few minutes.
Okay.
T-Bot, what'd you think?
I'm just mad that 49ers lost. Not a fan. Not a fan of Kansas City. Good game, though, I have to say.
You obviously don't watch football, and you don't like Taylor Swift, do you?
Not a fan of her either.
We'll get into that later also. So, all right, then. Case?
I mean, as a non-football fan, I guess we could say, I thought the game was a good game. The first half was kind of boring, but the second half got exciting, and it really did go till the end. So, but I think we were all rooting for the other team. So,
really? Rooting for the 49ers?
Yeah.
I was too.
I think everybody.
I wanted the 49ers to win. No offense.
I wanted the 49ers. I predicted the 49ers, and that fell flat.
Yeah. You lost on every one you made.
Every pick I made.
Oh, yeah. You should compare that initial one.
No, everyone? We don't want to.
No?
Let's not remember that. Let's not bring up bad memories. I personally thought it was one of the best Super Bowls ever.
Really? I don't think ever.
I thought it was. I honestly think I'm a Patriot fan, and I think it was better than. I thought it was better than the Patriot Falcon Super Bowl.
What about Patriot Seahawks?
That was only great because of one play.
True.
That wasn't a great. It wasn't really a great Super Bowl.
It was a bad call by Seattle. I thought
it was a bad call, but we're not talking about that.
All right, let's get.
We're talking about last night's game.
Okay.
I thought it was a good game. It was a good game. It was a great game. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought it was slow, but I'm a defensive guy
anyway.
Slow
start, right.
Yeah, I like defense. Agree. So to me, and I was just screaming the entire time, get him,
mess him
up, mess him up, kill him, rip his face off.
It was not a quiet night.
No.
No.
I thought it was awesome. And watching the whole thing, there was a lot of great plays. There were some knockdown balls, batted balls out of the Chiefs' backfield, the cornerbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
They held everybody in check. McCaffrey fumbled,
Pacheco
fumbled too. So it was 1-1, and it was like it was well played. I thought we got what we got out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got a good epic second overtime game ever in the Super Bowl.
The other one was?
Oh, that was the Patriots
Falcons, which was a great game.
That was a very good game. Yeah.
So, like I said, I thought this game was actually better.
Okay.
I'm saying that from a Patriots standpoint because I love the Patriots. So for me, that Super Bowl was absolutely fantastic, the Patriot Falcon. This one, from a football fan standpoint, was better than that one, I thought.
Better played.
And then you can get into the GOAT stuff now if you'd like.
Oh, he's 28 years old, 3 Super Bowl wins.
I love watching him play.
In 4 tries. Yeah, he's like the maestro out there.
As we were forming the show, I was like, just retire now.
Yeah.
You've done everything you have to. Like, just give up. Go do something else. Go work for State Farm or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not see him in one commercial last night. Not that we're in a commercial.
That's because he was on the field.
I know, but they showed Travis. Well, apparently because Travis didn't seem to be on the field at the beginning.
True.
what a non-factor, him and Kittle.
Kittle was non-factor.
Yeah.
Kittle got hurt too, didn't he?
He came back.
Yeah.
He came back pretty quick.
Debo got hurt too.
Debo always gets hurt.
I know. And I said, if he doesn't come back, they're going to lose.
Right.
They lost anyway, but
yep.
he came back. Yeah. But all in all, the game was great. And I knew it was going to be a low scoring game. I guess Mahomes can shoot it out, but he doesn't have to against Purdy.
Yeah.
Who actually played.
He played a good game.
A phenomenal game.
Yeah.
He had solid numbers.
For a rookie.
For yeah. a first-time.
A first-timer, Super Bowl. I should say, yeah.
Yeah, he played really well, and I would be scared of him.
Down the line.
In the future.
He could be, it could be a thing, Mahomes and Purdy.
I bet you will. It would be the Brady Manning.
Right.
That's
right.
What I think that's what it's going to come down to.
You watch that.
They're going to have those two teams playing every year, like they used to have the Colts playing the Patriots every year.
Then football gets boring.
Yeah. Well, that's why they brought Taylor into it, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to Taylor. We got some interesting Taylor facts.
All right. What was the biggest play of the game?
To me, it was the botched punt.
You think so?
I think so, because we gave them a great field position. They went in and scored fairly quickly, and it kind of changed the game a little bit. I know everybody's saying it's the missed extra point.
It's the missed extra point.
Yeah.
Not the missed, the blocked.
The blocked.
You didn't miss
okay,
it.
Yeah,
you got blocked.
That. Blocked.
The biggest play of the game was that blocked extra point, because they wouldn't have been able to tie it in regulation.
Right. They would have put them up by four.
Four.
Right.
And they wouldn't have been able to tie it. They would have had to score a touchdown or lose.
Correct.
That's all. Those were the only options.
So I agree.
And I said that while we were watching the game. This is the biggest play of the game.
Oh, you said it right then and there?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
This is the biggest play of the game right here.
He kept telling us over and over.
And he likes to be right.
Oh, of course he does.
I am always right.
Well, let's not go there.
Not always.
Boy, I got a lot of fans here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What am I, the Chiefs? there were a bunch of plays that could have changed a lot of things.
There were quite a few.
What you said isn't wrong. That punt
went off the back leg of the blocker, and then the Chiefs recovered, I thought, was pretty huge.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge. And then,
but you're right. There could have been a few other plays in there that changed the game. If they stop them on fourth and one.
Yeah.
Third and one.
There was another play where I couldn't believe it. What was it? I have it here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There was a play in there that I thought was going to change the game, and it didn't. Oh, it was a personal foul where Ayuk got hit in the face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was going to send them down the field and score.
Well, there was one as well that I thought when Travis Kelce caught a pass and it looked like he got a first down. They marked it short, and then the Chiefs didn't challenge. And then they showed a replay, and it was well past the first down line.
Yeah, he was well past it.
But then they made the first down anyway. But yeah. That could have been huge.
That would have been huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, they stopped them, didn't they?
Now, you got me questioning myself.
Yeah, I think they did stop him.
I remember watching the replay, and he was well past the first down marker.
Right.
And he wasn't down, and they marked him about a foot short.
I'll have to check into that one, but I think they did stop him. That's why it was a big play, I thought, because if they would have reviewed it, I think they would have gave him the first down.
Probably.
But they did get the ball back anyway.
Again, where we get into where I really feel this is fixed, rigged, and scripted.
Oh, yeah, you've been going with this for a while now.
These are the types of things that happen. And then, that was the other big play. Chris Jones, completely unblocked.
Oh, yeah, putting the pressure on Purdy late in the game.
How do you let their best pass rusher just go straight up the field at your quarterback?
They read the teleprompter. It said, let Jones in.
They gave him the green light for the deposit.
Exactly.
The lane was open. Run. It was incredible. You know who he is. Why don't you have two guys on him at that point?
Oh, yeah. You
especially
have to
with the play
team
call.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ran free. Straight up.
Straight up the middle.
Nobody touched him.
Nope.
Holy Christmas, that was nuts.
And then Purdy throws one through the back of the end zone.
Yeah. Which, had he had a little more time, I think it was Ayuk he was aiming for.
I believe it was Ayuk.
And if he had any more, another second or two.
Two.
To throw that ball, it probably would have been it could have been
a touchdown.
It could have
been a touchdown. True.
It could have been.
Yep.
But they let him go free. How does that happen? Who misses their assignment in that play, at that point in time, in that point in the season? Are you serious? What's going on here? What's going on? I got to know. Like, this, that was.
I can't tell you.
It was, and it's in Vegas. It's scripted.
Yeah.
That's just my thought. But the punt, the blocked field goal, and that play by Chris Jones were the three biggest
plays.
But the extra point was the biggest one because it changed the whole thing. They were able to tie and go into overtime instead of having to score a touchdown.
Right.
It made their decisions easier. The other big thing is Kyle Shanahan.
Everybody's putting the blame on him now.
Yeah, they're all giving him flack.
But like we were talking earlier before the show, it's the first time they've ever had these new rules.
Correct. How do you know what to do?
Exactly.
And you got to try it.
Somebody's got to be the first.
And the first one through the wall always is the bloodiest.
Yep.
And so he tried it. And his theory isn't wrong.
No. No.
I understand what he says. You go down first. You score.
Right.
Right? They have to go match it after that.
They have, right. They have to match it, or they have the option, if they do score the touchdown, to tie the game or go for the win.
Right.
So then that puts that back on them, though. But like you said, it puts the pressure back on the Chiefs.
Puts the pressure on the Chiefs to go back and score.
Exactly.
And then you know what your defense can do.
Right.
Now, it's late in the game, late in the season. I get it. You're tired. Your legs are weak. Whatever. But it's
this
the Super
is
Bowl.
Where champions are made of.
Exactly.
You know?
I didn't disagree with Kyle Shanahan's choice.
Oh, I didn't either.
I thought it was smart. Because then it puts... Like, they keep talking about the second time you control the game. No, you don't.
No,
you
right.
don't. You have to make sure you get to... a chance to control the game.
Exactly.
You have to go down and at least tie it again. Otherwise, you lose.
Or you lose.
Right. Yeah. And you put...
So kind
you,
of takes... I think it takes pressure off of Purdy a little bit, too.
It does.
Instead of having to go and match Patrick Mahomes, you set the table.
Right.
You know?
And then if they do go happen to go down and tie it, are they going to go for two and take the chance? Or are they going to tie it...
And extend the game.
And extend the game. Yeah. What are you going to do? So his thought process wasn't awful.
No.
I thought it was a pretty good choice, to be honest.
Give the guy a break.
Exactly. And then you get the third one. So now it's first score. And you get the first shot to score.
Right.
So you're basically hedging it, is what you're doing.
Right.
So you're hedging the fact that, worst case scenario, they're going to try and tie it. And we're going to get the ball a third time. Or we win.
Or we win. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we lose if we
are
don't
we,
score.
Are we agreeing?
I think so.
This is something new.
It's a first.
Or it's the fact that we lose because we couldn't score and they did. But
right.
I understand where his thought process is coming from, and I thought it was a smart decision. I didn't think it was a bad decision.
I have to agree with you. I hate to say it, but I have to agree.
But that being said, I've never seen these rules before either.
No, it's the first time. Yeah. I kind of like it.
I did too. I think each team should be able to possess the ball once in overtime.
And exactly.
Yeah. And then so that's what it means. And then a third time is the one you want.
Right.
So you want the first one.
I would think get the ball first.
Get the ball first.
Yeah.
So I agreed with him. I don't know. That was my take on it. But everybody's giving him flack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You win some, you lose
you
some.
You got to blame somebody, I guess.
If I blame anybody, I blame...
I remember every time we lost a softball game, I blamed you.
Well, it's because it usually was me.
It's your fault.
Yeah. I probably missed a fly ball.
Wow.
Took it off the face or something. Could have been anything.
Who knows?
I know who we can ask.
No, we're not going to...
One of our listeners can vouch.
We're not going to name
Sammy
names.
Sammy J.
We're not going to name names here.
I'm throwing a shout out to my girl, Sammy J, one of our listeners from Florida.
I bet you she's listening. She finds us funny for some reason.
Exactly.
We may have to have her institutionalized or something. I'm just kidding, Sammy. Love you. All right. What's next?
Taylor.
No.
Commercials.
Commercials in halftime. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. What'd you think of the halftime show?
I like Usher. Another thing, started off slow, but I think it picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. And was, what's her name? Alicia Keys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she helped the cause, I think.
I loved her. I love her.
I think she did well.
I don't think the outfit was that great.
Lil Jon.
Mm.
I don't think the outfit was that great.
It was all right.
I think, I don't know. Is it me?
Here we go.
Is she expecting?
No, you don't say that.
All right, we'll take that out.
Oh,
ready?
No.
I didn't really care for the outfit of Alicia Keys.
What is wrong with you? You have two women in here?
Hey, you wanted them on the show, and I like it.
Yeah.
Give Detto a little pushback. This is awesome.
Oh, boy.
You made my day.
Oh, boy.
That's a no.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I thought the halftime show was great.
I thought it was one of the better ones.
The only thing I did think, though, is that it was a little too much Michael Jackson-esque. Yeah. I said, if he does the moonwalk, I'm shutting it off.
He did have roller skates at one point.
He did say that a couple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a little, which I don't blame him. Michael Jackson is still arguably the greatest halftime show of all time.
True.
I agree.
But I'm looking at him like, this is exactly what Michael Jackson would do.
You didn't like the wardrobe malfunction?
I was hoping it was going to happen here.
Oh my gosh. That figures.
He did say that as well.
Who was he hugging on? Was it?
Alicia Keys.
It was Alicia Keys, right?
Yes. Yeah.
She was there late in the show like that? I thought it was at the end of the show.
She was at the beginning
right.
of the show.
She was playing the piano.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
She didn't come out after that.
I don't think she came back.
Wasn't there another girl on it? Or am I forgetting this?
Oh, she played guitar.
Yes, that girl.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
Unfortunately, don't know who that is either.
I didn't know who that was either. Mm-hmm. That makes four of us.
Anyway, well, let's edit this part out, too. Let's just start the whole halftime show all over again.
I don't think so. This is good stuff.
And I love Ludacris, though, too.
Yes.
I love Ludacris,
too. That was the best part of the show, yeah. I think.
I love him more for his acting.
Me, too.
Than his singing, though. I'm not going to lie. Although he did great. He was great. I mean, the halftime show was really good, I thought.
It was good.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. And it's not really my kind of music or cup of tea.
Right.
But I thought it was entertaining, to say the least. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. And I don't know. Then we get into the commercials. Who wants to start?
Oh, Kat, you started off.
Oh, come on. Hands down, my favorite one was, you all know, the Dunkin' Donuts one. Come on. Anything that goes against Brady.
It wasn't against Brady.
Well, kind of, sort of. He was there, but...
I think it was more Ben Affleck. Or
Ben Affleck and J-Lo. Right. Yeah.
J-Lo's in it. She's like, come on, guys.
Come on.
We talked about this.
I'll tell you what I didn't like was the Kawasaki mullet.
That was awesome.
Did you see the dog had a mullet, too?
I didn't like it.
That was funny.
I loved it. No, I didn't. I didn't understand the Kawasaki mullet, though. Like, what are they trying to do there?
Exactly. I don't get it either.
Are they trying to advertise to, I don't know, hillbillies, if to say the least?
I'm not sure, but the mullet's not really all that in style.
No. This is the front parting the back. It's like the Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, here we go. I apologize to our Canadian listeners.
Oh, boy.
It's not their fault. Somebody made it up somewhere.
Come on. I'm part Canadian.
I know. That's why I said it.
Oh.
And that's why you're wearing jean on jean right now.
Yeah, I don't have any hair. I can't do the mullet.
I just lost my headset laughing so hard. Oh, boy. Mine was, like, I liked both the Tom Brady videos, or the commercials.
Yeah, those were classics.
The MGM with Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn. That's the one I was thinking about.
No, you got to stop winning.
Yeah.
You got to stop winning.
That's the one I
knew you were crossing them up.
Yeah.
Because that one was good, too.
Yeah, that was good.
But my favorite one was the Dunkin' Donuts one, but I also liked the MGM one with Vince Vaughn. Interviewing everyone, like an old lady. You're in.
Yeah.
You can win, too. No, not you, Tom.
You've won enough.
One of my favorites was the Christopher Walken BMW one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
You know, I found myself...
Everybody impersonating him.
I found myself walking around the house afterwards just going, hey-ya!
Oh, boy.
Stab yourself in the face with a soldering iron.
Hey, you know, we're doing a podcast right now.
That's not a good one.
That's why I'm not a freaking impersonator.
Hey, you, speak to my friend like that again. Stab you in the face with a soldering iron. You told him. It's all wrong.
You sound like Rodney now.
Yeah, it did sound more like Rodney Dangerfield than anything else. Sure did.
Oh, my.
Oh, well. I tried. Hey, and now, it's time.
It's time. Dun, dun.
For your girl.
T-Swift.
Okay, here's what I got. What's Taylor Swift's favorite number?
87.
13.
13, that's correct.
All of a sudden.
What?
No, 13 is her.
No, that's her favorite number.
Are she's you serious?
Oh, yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, no, 13 is the songs
see,
and
I'm
stuff.
Not a fan, so that's probably why.
What Super Bowl was it? Number 58. What's
5
plus
8?
13. Oh, my. San Fran was a 1 seed. Kansas City was a
3 seed.
13.
Oh, wow.
There we go. They played the 49ers. 4 plus 9?
13.
Oh,
13.
Boy.
13. Wow.
Yeah. Somebody somebody figured this out.
Wow.
This was Swift's 13th Chief game of the year. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
How many hours does it, I swear to God.
Stop.
How many hours does it take to get from Las Vegas to Tokyo?
13.
Exactly.
What?
I swear to God.
Oh. My.
This is information I never would have thought of.
I'll tell you, I got them.
I'm impressed.
Totally impressed with you right now.
I'm impressed.
Holy cow.
This is a first.
Sure is.
Three people. I got a dumbass look on Detto's face over here.
Because he can't keep up right now.
He didn't know that.
He didn't know any of this.
No,
that's why.
It's not a dumbass look. It's me computing. I got questions. A, how the hell did you find all that out?
Don't worry about it.
And B, why the hell do you know it?
I'm a Swiftie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not, but I'm not.
I'm not sure about that.
But, yeah, I do know all this.
Apparently.
It came right to me.
We need to fact check this, but everyone out there, I'm not sure if this is true or false, but it sounds logical.
Okay. We'll get our boy Ham on it.
Why, is he a Swifty?
He's a Swifty, but he likes to fact check the show. So.
Well,
he does.
13 is a known thing, and what he said sounds right.
Like you know what you're talking about? I'm with you. I'm impressed.
What was the final score of the game?
It was 25-22.
Add those numbers up. 7 and 6 is?
No.
2-5-2-2-2? Oh, that's 4. Never mind.
This is why you didn't do well in school.
Yeah. Yeah, failed on that one. Sorry, everybody. I was hoping.
4?
No. I don't know why I did that.
You're usually pretty good at math, too. I'm
7 and 4 is only 11.
Come on. I gave you all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, that was good.
It worked.
Yeah, nothing else to say on that.
There was 18 shots of Taylor Swift during the night. That was not to get into the 13, but there was 18 showings of her during the game from start to finish.
Does that include the post?
Pre and post.
Like where she's in the crowd while they're getting the trophy?
Yes.
Wow.
How many were there during the game? Don't say 13.
No, I'm not sure.
Don't say 13. No.
Strangely enough, why is that even a fact that was put out there? Did you count, or that's like
no? I was counting because I actually watched the game and I watched her a little bit.
You were looking to see if it was going to be 13.
No, but
I was looking at it. Didn't add up.
No,
I was like, was that posted somewhere that's how many times they showed her?
No, I was actually counting on that. Okay. When she got off the bus or whatever vehicle she came in, how many times they showed her in the stands after
her private jet.
Her private jet.
Who put up all that info, the 13 stuff?
Do you want me to fess up?
Saw it somewhere.
I did. But right. I found it fascinating.
I knew you got it somewhere.
I did.
If it's anybody that is real.
It's a real.
You don't have to say it.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah.
If it was like a website.
No, it wasn't a website.
I want to know which one because I want to go see if I can fact check. That's crazy. Why does she like Travis Kelce?
I have no idea.
He's 15.
No, 16. That's Mahomes. He's 17. 87.
He's 87.
Right, that's right.
Add them together.
Oh, it's 15. Yeah. Okay. Now I see where you're getting at. Getting a little deep on me here.
I know. I'm just. That's why I think she's like an 8.
I think he blew his doors, and that's why he's.
I think
trying.
So. Yeah.
I don't think she only likes things that add up to 13. I mean, it just was coincidental. Seems right.
Coincidental.
Maybe that
you.
The Super Bowl no, stuff so. All yeah. worked out.
I don't
that
think
way.
So. I think the NFL had it all figured out.
This is what I was trying to do.
The NFL had it all figured out.
He got into his conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yep. Oh,
they knew it. They knew it. I can't believe they went 18 times. They should have gone 13.
13, yeah.
That's what I would have done. I bet you there's a bet on it in Vegas, though.
Oh, there probably was.
How many times will Taylor Swift be on TV?
Oh, under over? Sure. Yeah. I'm sure there was.
I wonder what it was.
I don't know what it was, but I'm sure there was.
Because there's all those prop bets.
The prop bets, yeah.
So I guarantee you there was. I bet you it was under or over 13.
It could have been.
We should probably look that up.
We'll check into it.
We'll fact check it later.
We'll get our crew on it.
Yeah. Casey, get on that.
Right. Work on it.
We all have multiple jobs here.
Yeah. Right? We're coming to the end. It's getting long, and I got a lot to edit out now.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, a lot to edit out.
Let's keep going.
Hey, we can do another one after this. We might have to redo all this. Who knows?
Positive thinking there.
I said some stuff. You said some stuff.
Yeah. No, you said some stuff.
You always say stuff.
Oh, stop it. All right, guys. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this impromptu podcast for the Super Bowl.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Thanks for having
us. All you guys can make it at once. It was a crazy, perfect storm.
Well, you and I don't work.
I work.
He's just, supposed to have a job.
I work hard, Lee.
Perfect.
Ow. Keep hitting the microphone. Anyway. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to edit the crap out of this thing. Anyway, as always, be good. Hey, guys. It's Detto. We all here hope you liked our episode and want to hear more. Keep checking us out and see what's going to happen next. Also, remember to check out our sponsors at sunassembly.net and find our homepage at sakitumi.buzzsprout.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and as always, be good.
Sakitumi!